Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, running a little bit late on this one, so we're going to dive straight on in. I got 0 minutes to waste. It's a streaming show, and it's a streaming show for Friday, for Saturday, and then, let's be honest, not really for Sunday, because Sunday's a 13-gamer, and next week is an absolute silly fest. Yes, that's right. I went there. It's a silly fest. Let's start today's show quickly by talking about next week so that you guys don't worry about it when I don't talk about it that much after these next, like, 45 seconds. Here's the problem with next week. Monday, off day. Saturday, off day. There are 2 days next week where the NBA doesn't have games. And yet, that's not even the entire story. Because Tuesday, the NBA comes back with 14 games. Friday, every single team plays in the NBA. And Sunday, every single team plays in the NBA. So Tuesday, Friday, Sunday are all massive overfill days. Monday and Saturday are non-existent days. Yeah, I'm doing some on-the-fly color coding for those that are watching with us, meaning there are 2 days next week where you can technically stream or not. Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday. I'll get this right. Wednesday and Thursday, and that's it. Wednesday has 8 games, Thursday has 5. Meaning you're going to use some chunk of your games next week on Wednesday and Thursday. And then you're basically going to pray that on Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 of your 15 are healthy. 10 of your 15 are healthy enough to play. I got a question on a streaming show last week that was like, how many moves do you hold on to for the very last day of the regular season? And the answer is probably none, because your whole team's playing. And you kind of just have to, like, hope that 10 out of your 15 guys, because every one of them has a game, you just hope that 10 out of the 15 are actually active. You should basically use all of your moves on Wednesday and Thursday of next week to add some games to your ledger. And then whatever you do on Thursday, just try to make sure you end up with the player that you like the most the rest of the way, because they're almost definitely going to play Thursday and then also Friday. And then also Sunday. And when I say most likely, I mean they will. Every single team that plays Thursday next week also plays Friday and Sunday. Because every single team plays Friday and Sunday. You see how that works, right? So you pick up a couple guys on Wednesday, you trade them back out, you pick up two new guys on Thursday. And you hope that somehow that adds a couple extra games to your ledger. The nice thing about next week, because it's such a weird overflow, underflow week, is that everybody's going to pretty much have the same number of games played. There are a scant few teams that have a weak schedule. Brooklyn only has 3 games next week. Cleveland only has 3 games next week. Indy, the Lakers, and the Sixers and the Wizards. So it was like 6 teams or something. I don't remember what I just counted out. Everybody else has 4. They play all the damn time. Basically, if you have one of those teams that goes, say, like Philly, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. They exclusively play on the overflow days. You take their game on Tuesday, and then you probably abandon ship on Wednesday, and then on whoever you picked up on Wednesday, you abandon ship again on them on Thursday, and then that dude you hold for the rest of the week. Basically, look for the teams I just mentioned that have 2 days off in the middle, that don't play Wednesday or Thursday. Lakers, Pacers, Sixers, Raptors. Wizards, sorry, was the other one, not Raptors. Take whoever you've got on those teams and get the hell off of them. Now, Cleveland, they don't play on Tuesday, which is the 14-gamer. They play Wednesday, so you could abandon ship on a Cav on Friday if you wanted to. But honestly, it's easier to just look at the teams that are off for 2 days in the middle. That's, again, the Pacers, the Lakers, the Sixers, and the Wizards. That's next week. We'll cover that again, maybe on a Sunday show, but I wanted to knock it out here because I didn't want anybody to be like, Dan, you didn't look ahead. What about the rest of this week? Well, here's the thing. This week is not that dissimilar from next week in that today you've got 12 and Sunday you've got 13. You may or may not have overflow today. You probably do have overflow on Sunday, and then you've got a Saturday in between that's relatively light. I spent a bunch of time looking at sort of like the combinations and permutations of what you could do over the next couple of days. There is no way without an injury to gain two games right now. The only way that someone might come up with in their mind is to be like, oh, well, what if you have an overflow day on Sunday and you pick up a player that goes today and tomorrow, but not on Sunday? That, I suppose, would potentially be the one way. So like if you had somebody going on Sunday, you could move off of them and get players going today and tomorrow. But here's the problem with that. You're not replacing a zero in between. You're likely replacing a one. Because every single team... Yeah, this is... Okay, yeah. I'm trying to think of the right way to explain it. The reason you can't get a two is because what I just explained is kind of impossible. Sure, you can drop somebody that plays on Sunday if that's your 11th player and you pick up someone that plays Friday and Saturday. Here's the problem with that. Every single player that plays on Sunday this week also plays on either Friday or Saturday. Meaning, the more simple way to describe that is that no one in the NBA is off today and tomorrow. The teams that are off today play tomorrow. The teams that are off tomorrow have played today, will have played today. So sure, you could drop someone that's your 11th guy on Sunday and pick up a Grizzly or a Piston, someone that's going today and tomorrow, but whoever you're dropping on Sunday is also playing either today or tomorrow. So yes, you're not dropping the game on Sunday from that player, but you are losing the other game that player plays. If you're looking to try to drop somebody who only has one game left the rest of this week, those teams are Atlanta, but that game is tomorrow, so you can't really like say, oh, I'm going to take this one game and then I'm going to go get somebody who has a back-to-back or something like that, because you can't do it today. Denver, who also, again, only goes tomorrow, and then I think there's one more that I'm forgetting. No. Quick check on that reveals that no, that was it. So those two teams are the only ones that have one game left, but if you dropped them today, the best you could do would be a two-gamer, and in all likelihood, one of those two games would fall potentially on an overload day, either Sunday or today. So there's only ways to gain one game the rest of the week. Outside of an injury. If someone is going to get a zero and you drop them and you pick up somebody playing two games where you're not overloaded, okay, fine. But in terms of like dropping one healthy streamer for another healthy streamer, you can only add one game. Which brings me to my overarching point. You ready for it?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The overarching point is wait. Wait. If you can, wait until tomorrow to drop someone that is your overflow on Sunday. If you can. If you're not overflowing on Sunday, which seems almost impossible because basically every roster does, then you can make your move today if you need to. Because then you could move from a one-gamer to a two-gamer and there's no restrictions on what days they happen. You just go to your favorite player with two games left. That's the easiest possible outcome to this, is that you're not overloaded on any of the days and you just drop a Hawk or a Nugget who has one game left and you pick up somebody with two. Bada bing, bada boom, you got one extra game. Terrific. In all likelihood, however, you're overloaded on Sunday, meaning that what you're probably going to do is tweak things a little bit. Whatever that guy is on Sunday, make sure they're also playing today instead of tomorrow, because you're not going to want to make that move and drop somebody who goes tomorrow Sunday. And there are a couple of teams that are like that. Look for someone that goes today and Sunday, because now their Sunday game sort of doesn't matter, right? You're not going to get to use it anyway. So effectively, that player is only going today, and drop them for someone going tomorrow, either tomorrow and Sunday or just tomorrow. That adds a few teams, by the way. Just tomorrow was Atlanta and Denver. Tomorrow and Sunday, you now loop in the teams that have a weekend back-to-back, which is Brooklyn, Cleveland, I believe the Lakers are in there. Yes, Lakers are in there, and the Sixers. So you had four more teams. Now you got six teams to pick from tomorrow that go tomorrow alone or tomorrow and Sunday, and you can drop the player that after today only goes on Sunday, whatever player that might be. You probably have a few choices. Guys that go Friday, Sunday on your team right now, it's probably like a half of your roster. Drop the worst one for someone that goes Saturday, Sunday, or just Saturday. Preferably Saturday and Sunday, because you never know if somebody might get ruled out and you have to sub someone in. So that's why I said wait. If you can wait, then wait. Even if you're not overloaded, you can wait and go to one of those four teams that has a weekend back-to-back. I beg of you, don't use a move today unless you absolutely have to. And I just don't see that many spots where it's like, yeah, you have to make a move today. Why is Dan so intent on waiting? Because, like I've said before, the longer you can wait in a given week, the better idea you have of what statistical categories you're going to want to attack. Do you need rebounds? Do you need assists? Do you need steals? Do you need threes? Do you need percentages? Do you need three? Whatever. The list goes on and on. Yeah, you have a pretty good idea by today, but you know what? You'll have an even better idea by tomorrow. Specifically because everybody's got 8, 9, 10, 11 guys playing today, so pretty damn full rosters. This is going to be a day that changes the way your weekly battle looks because there's a lot of guys going. If you have a really bad day and he or she has a really good day in any specific category, that might change your strategy that you thought you had locked in. Don't make the move today if you can wait until tomorrow. And in most cases, 19 out of 20 scenarios, you can wait until tomorrow. That's the advice for today's streaming show. Hang on. Hang on until tomorrow. Because tomorrow, you've got those choices that we just talked about. And let's just quickly go through the teams and what you might be able to do with them. My favorites, again, would be the weekend back-to-backs. So if you're looking at Brooklyn, maybe someone like a Trendon Watford. I think Cam Johnson already got ruled out for one of those, so he's been okay lately. If Dennis Schroeder's floating around, you can go that direction. Dorian Finney-Smith would also be a possibility there. Cleveland, you've got Max Strus, who played in the last back-to-back. I don't think folks expected it, but he did. If Caris LeVert is floating around, would also be an interesting backup option there. I don't know that I would go a lot farther, although we might see Donovan Mitchell rest one, and so then maybe a guy like a George Niang would be a deep, deep play for three-pointers. The Lakers. I think all five of their starters are pretty much on rosters right now, so there isn't much in the way of a Laker you could stream. Sixers have a couple of options. Someone like a Nick Batum would probably be intriguing. I'm guessing that the four main horses are probably rostered, meaning Oubre, Harris, and then, of course, the two superstars in Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Joel Embiid likely sits one of those back-to-back, so you could potentially go Paul Reed and expect you get about 12 to 15 minutes in one of them and 25 in the other. You could potentially go Batum and hope that he plays 20-some-odd minutes in each of them. You could go Campaign if you think Kyle Lowry sits one of the back-to-back, which he probably does. Those are your options on the teams with back-to-backs. If you're looking at just the teams that go exclusively on Saturday, that's Atlanta, Bruno Fernando, DeAndre Hunter. That's about as far as you go there. And then for Denver, Reggie Jackson is your possible stream, with Jamal Murray still questionable for that ball game. And those are your choices tomorrow. Not outstanding, admittedly. Not as good as if you were going today, because Detroit has some interesting streamers. Memphis has some interesting streamers. But again, unless you are really set, unless you really know what categories you're hunting for, an extra day of information can be a really big deal. By the way, if you're going today on Detroit or Memphis, Chimezie Metu is an interesting one. Malachi Flynn is an interesting one. Marcus Sasser is an interesting one on Detroit. For Memphis, shudders a little bit. Jake LaRavia is a possibility. Lamar Stevens, meh. Trey Jameson is probably going to get to play okay minutes in this game that Jaren Jackson is sitting out. I don't know if I go a whole lot. Oh, Jordan Goodwin, he's played in the last few in a row, but it's hard to know if he's going to play in the next one, so that makes him kind of a tough head-to-head note. But those are the teams you're looking at there. And then you're not going to do anything else, because whatever you're doing now, you're aiming for one of your two games remaining to be on Saturday, assuming your Sunday is overloaded. So those are your choices. Do with them as you see fit. Have a great Friday night. I told you we'd get this one moving pretty quick. Let's see here. Very quickly. What do we got in the chat room? Let's see. Going against a stacked roster tonight, I have games and waiver. Should I drop Jalen Williams to try and get a back-to-back with Jordan Goodwin? I can claim him again or maybe even just let him go. I have eight games if Wiggins plays. Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to drop Jalen Williams. Probably go for the back-to-back. Someone on a back-to-back. I don't know about Goodwin, though, because he might not play in both, but someone on a back-to-back. Malachi Flynn, is he worth it? Yeah, he's worth a pickup if you're going for the back-to-back. Dan, boy, you weren't kidding about Twitter being lit compared to the YouTube. Yeah, people are really watching on social media these days. It's very cool. My season goes to the end of the season. I have six moves left and half my roster is day-to-day or out. Should I wait? I'm likely to get outscored by a lot tonight, but I'm up 100. You have six moves left this week? Well, you're probably not going to be able to use all six of them tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, max out your roster today and then try to max it out as much as you can tomorrow and assume that Sunday it's going to be basically what... Oh, you have six moves between now and the end of the season. Yeah, I mean, if it's one long period, then I would say hold off, use your moves tomorrow and then Wednesday and Thursday of next week. If this is an end of a period and you get like a reset next week, then go heavy today and tomorrow because Sunday's going to be pretty well locked up. Yeah, it's a two-week thing. So I would say a couple tomorrow and then a couple Tuesday or a couple Wednesday and a couple Thursday of next week is probably the way to go on that one. All right, everybody, good luck. Good luck. Good luck over the weekend. I'll try to get a show going on Sunday to get everybody prepped for next week, but worst case scenario, we'll have two on Monday. That'll be a weekly preview show and a weekend review. And starting on Monday, after those, we go back to one show a day, Monday through Friday. Basically the off-season schedule for one more week. We're almost there, folks. Let's try to bring home the W. I'm Dan Vespers, at Dan Vespers on Twitter. I didn't even say that at the beginning of the show. This is a special Fantasy NBA Today episode. The very last single-day streamer show, could it be? Maybe. Maybe the second to last. One way to find out is to see what the hell I'm doing on Sunday. Okie dokie. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.